一个简短的福音告诉人们。
His message, he said, is about a person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
那么这个信息就是关于一个人，就是耶稣基督。
First of all, the word Christ means a Messiah, the Savior of the world.
基督啊，就是弥赛亚，救世主的意思。
I'm quoting Tim Keller in his book.
我现在想引用 Tim Keller 的一段话。
The Old Testament predicted a royal figure who would administer God's rule on earth, who would rescue God's people. He is not just a king, he is the king.
Tim Keller 这么说，说旧约里预言了一位荣耀的人物，那么他呢是替上帝在这个世上管理，他会来拯救神的子民。他不只是一位君王，他就是那位真正的君王。
This in Mark's time was an outrageous claim.
那么在马可的时代，那么这个宣称是不得了的一个宣称。
When he is saying that Jesus is the promised prophesied Messiah in the entire Old Testament.
当马可说耶稣是在旧约里所预表的那个弥赛亚的时候。
Do you know that no other religion in the history of the world makes this claim for anyone?
因为世上其他的宗教没有一个宗教能够做出如此惊人的宣称。
Not only that, but Mark went on to say something even bigger about Jesus.
但还不光如此，马可接下来的这个说的是更让人难以真是一个非常了不起的。
He said that Jesus is the Son of God.
他说耶稣是上帝的儿子。
And then he quoted Isaiah, who calls Jesus the Lord.
那么他接下来又引用以赛亚书，说耶稣是主。
Lord is the same title that's given only to God in the entire Old Testament.
在旧约里，主这个词只能是形容上帝自己。
If you're talking to that university professor I mentioned before, or someone on the History Channel,
如果你跟那个大学的某些教授交谈，或者是看历史频道的话
，They'll say, "Well, it says Jesus is the Son of God. It doesn't say He's God."
他们可能会说，耶稣只是上帝的儿子，并不是上帝。
The meaning of words depends on how they're used in the words around them.
但是这个词，每个词它都是有上下文的。
The context of this phrase, "the Son of God," in this Gospel of Mark is very important.
那么，这个当马可说耶稣是神的儿子，这个上下文是非常重要的。
After Jesus was transfigured and gleamed with heavenly light, Mark used the title "Son of God" 13 times in this short book.
在耶稣登山变相，发出荣耀的光辉之后。马可一共用了13次用神的儿子来形容耶稣。
And every time he uses this title, he has Jesus doing something only God could do.
当每次马可用神的儿子来形容耶稣的时候，耶稣做了的确只有上帝才能做到的事情。
He's either feeding 5,000 people with a boy's lunch.
比如说用五饼二鱼喂饱5000人。
He's walking on water.
比如说走在水面上。
He's raising dead people to life.
使人从死里复活。
He's curing incurable leprosy.
医好那些大麻风病。
So every time Mark says "Son of God," he then shows us that he did the things only God can do.
所以每次当马可说耶稣是上帝的儿子，那么就是证明了耶稣做了一件上帝才能做的事情。
So Mark's gospel is a short announcement of salvation offered to the whole world through Jesus Christ.
所以马可福音是对一个这个救恩一个非常简练的一个总结，是告诉人类救恩是通过耶稣基督实现的。
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, the Messiah, and God the Son.
耶稣他就是弥赛亚，他是上帝的三个位格中第二个位格。
Let me pause for a minute to tell you what does that mean to you and me.
我们先停下来讲一讲，了解这一个真理对我们有什么意义。
Well, if God is the creator of everything and the savior of the world,
如果上帝是万物的这个创造者，已经是这个世界的救主的话，
whom did he create and who did he come to save?
那么他创造了谁呢？他又要救谁呢？
That's you and me.
那就是你和我吗？
He came to save us.
他来是救我们。
He created us.
他创造了我们。
So I know something about myself that I would never know if I didn't know about this.
如果我不知道这一点的话，那么我对我自己的了解也不全面。
I was created by God to love him.
因为我被造的目的就是要去爱上帝。
And he is not only my creator, but my protector and provider and my savior.
上帝不光是我的创造者，也是我的供应者，我的保护者和我的救主。
If we're going to make sense out of the life God has given us,
如果我们了解了上帝给我们的生命是如此有意义的话，
We need to know who he is and who we are.
我们就有必要知道上帝耶稣是什么样的一个人，我们是什么样的。
Let me tell you now, the second way you can know that this is true.
我们看看第二个方法，知道为什么这是正确的。
I said before that the people who testified to this, Mark interviewed the apostle Peter and wrote down the things that Peter shared with him about the life of Christ.
因为马可写马可福音的时候，他有可能采访了这个彼得，彼得把他所见所闻写下来。
We believe that the Mark who wrote these words was the one who went with the Apostle Paul on his first missionary journey.
我们也相信写福音的马可，也就是和保罗一起在第一次宣教旅程中的那位同工马可。
So now he begins to share with us the things that Peter shared with him about Jesus.
所以他就能够把彼得关于耶稣的一些话能够写下来。
He shared with us that Jesus was announced, introduced to the world by prophets.
他所宣扬这位耶稣是在旧约里预表那位救世主。
He said, and it's written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him.
马可说，正如先知以赛亚书上记着说，看哪，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的路，修直他的路，预备主的道，修直他的路。
Many of the detailed predictions about the Savior, the Messiah, were in Isaiah's prophecy.
很多关于耶稣的这个详细的预表都可以在以赛亚书中找到。
One of those predictions is that a prophet will come and he will announce the coming of the Savior, the Messiah.
其中一个预言就是说有一位先知要来，他要来预告弥赛亚的到来。
Now Mark is saying that John the Baptist is the prophet that Isaiah talked about many hundreds of years before this.
所以现在马可他所要证明的就是说，以赛亚书所说的那位先知，那么就是施洗约翰。
Now other than John the Baptist's odd fashion choices, wearing a camel hair shirt.
我们知道约翰施洗约翰他的穿着很非常的这个古怪了。
And his strange diet, eating insects and honey.
他的吃的这个东西也是非常的奇特啊，就是蝗虫和野蜜。
How are we supposed to know that John the Baptist is this prophet mentioned hundreds of years before?
所以你从外表来看，你怎么可能知道施洗约翰就是先知以赛亚所预言的那位几百年前就预言那位先知呢？
If one of you said, Oh, someone just died and they had millions of dollars and I'm their lost heir. I'm their relative.
如果你对一个人说最近有一个富翁他死了他有很多很多遗产，我就是他的继承人。
How would you prove that you are the one who should inherit their millions of dollars?
那你怎么跟别人证明你就是那个继承人可以继承这一大笔遗产呢？
Well, you would say, here, take a drop of my blood and test my DNA.
你说啊，可能吧，给我抽一点血，看看我的 DNA 怎么样。
You can talk to the people who know me. Talk to my mother and my father, and they'll tell you that we're relatives.
你可以跟我的父母谈一谈，你就会知道我跟这个富翁是有亲戚关系的。
You would have to show with evidence that you are who you say you are.
但不论怎么样，你得提供一些证据，证明你就是你所宣称的那一位。
So now we need to look at John the Baptist like people who are investigating a claim of greatness.
所以我们有必要就看看施洗约翰是不是这样一个先知。
Why should we believe what John the Baptist says?
为什么我们必须要相信施洗约翰所说的？
First of all, in other Gospels, it tells us that John the Baptist's parents were very old and well past biologically being able to have children.
从别的福音书中我们知道，施洗约翰的父母是当他们生约翰的时候是非常老，已经过了生育的年龄。
But God did a miracle, and these people who were very old, were expecting a child, and it was John the Baptist.
但是上帝在他们身上显了神迹，那么他们生了一个儿子，就是后来的施洗约翰。
How do I know this is true?
我怎么知道这是真实的呢？
Well, because Mark could go to the neighborhood and ask his neighbors.
因为马可可以到他的那个邻居家去问呢，关于这个事情。
He said, "You grew up in the same village as Elizabeth and John the Baptist's father."
假设是你是这个施洗约翰他的父母的邻居的话。
How old were they when they had this baby?
你可以问他们，他们生施洗约翰的时候到底多大年纪了？
The person said, "Well, at least 80 or 90 years old."
那他们的邻居说，至少有八九十岁了。
How do you know that's true?
你怎么知道这是真的呢？
So they went to school with my grandfather.
因为他跟我的爷爷一起上过学。
So we know this is true because there were people living. If it wasn't true, that all they had to do is say, "Well, he's not the messenger from God."
我们知道他真的，因为当时的确是那个证人还在，否则的话他们就可以否认。
The second thing that we know about John the Baptist is what happened when he went out to talk about Jesus.
关于施洗约翰，我们知道第二点就是说，施洗约翰来了，他在宣扬耶稣。
In verses 4 and 5, it says, "John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. The whole Judean countryside and all the people in Jerusalem went out to join him, confessing their sins. They were baptized and, by him in the Jordan River."
在第四节和五节。马可说，照这话，约翰来了，在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦的河里受他的洗。
So before television and before the internet, 30,000 people probably from Jerusalem came to hear John the Baptist preach.
那么早在电视和互联网这个之前的很久很久的时代，那么有三万多人从耶路撒冷和犹太地区来到约旦河受约翰的洗。
John the Baptist preached a very strong confrontational message.
约翰的这个福音是非常直接、非常率直的，非常有这个对抗性的。
He said, "Repent, tell God you're a sinner and ask Him to forgive you."
施洗约翰的信息说，你们要悔改，要告诉上帝，要向上帝承认你们是罪人。
The Messiah is here, the Savior. You have to get ready.
而且弥赛亚已经来了，你们要准备好。
Hundreds of people were baptized publicly in an Eastern culture for the forgiveness of their sins.
那么这有很多很多人就受了约翰的洗承认他们的罪。
Publicly, in front of all their neighbors, they admitted they were sinners and needed their sins washed away.
他们公开的受洗，向周围的人承认他们是罪人，他们需要上帝的这个赦罪。
One time we did a church service in front of Norwich Free Academy, there in public.
有一次我们这个早上崇拜是在这个 Norwich Free Academy, 就是那个学校前面做的。
About 1,000 people showed up for the service.
大概那天来到这个崇拜这个有一千多人。
Local pastor preached the sermon, not me.
当时这个讲道的不是我，是另外在 Norwich 另外一个牧师。
He invited people to give their lives to Jesus Christ at the end of his sermon.
他向众人呼求邀请他们把生命交托给耶稣基督。
We found a portable jacuzzi and we put it out there on the green in front of the high school.
我们当时找到一个这个可以携带的这个就是这个温泉一样的这个泡澡那个温泉那个一个池子呀。放在这个草坪上面，这个 Free Academy 这个前面这个草坪上。
My job was if anyone was willing to come and be baptized, my job was to baptize them.
所以我当时任务就是说，如果有人愿意来受洗的话，我就当时给他受洗，在那个池子里面。
They came like you, just dressed in their regular clothes.
那么这些人都是穿着平常的这个装束来的。
They came to hear a preacher preach and go to a nice service.
他们听了这个 听了这个牧师的讲道，也很喜欢这个崇拜。
No one was thinking, oh, I think I'll go be baptized in public in front of all my friends.
可是没有人想啊，我愿意在众人面前，在我的朋友面前公然的受洗。
And I got to baptize 40 people.
但是实际上是呢，我那天给40个人受洗，有40个人他们愿意真正受洗。
They were handing people their cell phones when they were and their wallets while they were getting in the water.
他们在受洗之前当然要把口袋里东西什么手机都拿出来啊，要下到池子里去。
Now I thought that was a miracle.
我觉得那是一个奇迹。
But this is 30,000 people.
但是在约旦河里却是30,000人受洗。
That's something that's probably never happened in the history of the world before.
这个在历史上也恐怕是很罕见的。
So John was a very special messenger who came to introduce the Christ.
所以施洗约翰是一个非常特别的一位使者，是来传耶稣的。
Later, in another gospel, Jesus called John the Baptist the greatest prophet who ever lived.
在福音书后面，耶稣说施洗约翰是所有这个先知中最大的。
Now I'll tell you the third last reason I'll share today why I know Jesus Christ is God and the King.
那么现在我跟大家讲最后也是第三个原因，为什么耶稣是王。
Verses 9 to 13, it says, In those days Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
从第九节是这么说，那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
If you ever read the whole entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you would read something in the very first chapter in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1.
如果大家有把圣经从头到尾读过一遍的话，那么大家应该记得在创世纪第一章里有过一些话。
Genesis chapter 1 is the story of how God created the cosmos, the universe.
创世纪第一章是讲的上帝怎么创造这个宇宙。
In the account in Genesis chapter 1, it says the Spirit of God descended like a dove over the water.
创世纪第一章说神的灵运行在水面上像鸽子一样。
At this point, I guess the whole planet was just an ocean and there wasn't land separating land and water.
那么在创世之初呢，当然这个还没有陆地啊，全部是水面，那么灵神的灵在水面上运行。
This was the very beginning of the creation of the planet where we live.
这是我们所生存的这个星球，它这个创世之初的这个情景。
The picture in Genesis is God the Father has instructed God the Holy Spirit to work in creation.
所以这个图像就是说圣父差圣灵下来参与世界的创造。
If you read in Hebrews chapter 1, there it tells us that everything that was created by Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书也说了万物都是为耶稣所造，也是被耶稣所造。
One of the things that people argue about is this idea of one God existing eternally in three persons.
在历史上很多人不能了解，就是说为什么一个神他有三个位格。
But there in the creation of the world, in the beginning of everything, there's God the Father, God the Spirit like a dove, and God Christ the Son creating everything.
但是早在创世之初就有神就有三个位格，就是圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Now watch what will happen as Mark tells us a story of how Jesus Christ is going to create a new world.
那么马可这里讲耶稣的受洗也是象征着一个新的世界的一个开始。
When Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended like a dove.
当耶稣从水里上来的时候，神的灵就圣灵就像鸽子降在他的身上。
This is the same symbol for God the Spirit that was used in Genesis chapter 1.
那么这个象征和创世纪第一章所讲的那个象征是一样的。
So God the Father and God the Son and God the Spirit were present in the beginning, and now here they are again.
所以，就像在创世纪，圣父、圣子、圣灵同在一处一样，在这个时候，在耶稣受洗的时候，这三位一体的真神再次的向大家彰显。
Mark is saying, how do we know that Jesus is God?
所以马可就说，我们如何知道耶稣是神呢？
How do we know that John the Baptist is the prophet who would announce the coming of the Messiah?
我们如何知道施洗约翰就是那位宣告弥赛亚来到的那位先知呢？
Well, God the Father testified at Jesus' baptism.
因为在受洗，在耶稣受洗的时候，神圣父亲自做了见证。
God said, "This is my Son, in Him I am well pleased."
因为圣父说，这是我的，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
God blessed the ministry of John the Baptist by pointing to the truth of what John the Baptist said, that he was introducing the Savior.
那么借着这个证明施洗约翰所说的是正确的，那么神就祝福了施洗约翰的他的服事。
The Bible says if something is really, really true, there will always be three witnesses who will testify to it.
因为在圣经里说，如果你要证明一件事是真实的话，至少要有三个证人。
So Mark is one witness, and John the Baptist is another witness, and God the Father is the third witness.
那么在耶稣这个事上呢，马可是一个证人，以赛亚是一个证人，那么上帝他，施洗约翰是一个证人，马可是一位证人，那么上帝他也是证人。
You might be asking me, Chuck, how do you know any of this really happened? How do you know that this is history and the truth?
你可能会问，那田城，你怎么知道这一切都是历史的这个真实的事件呢？
Because all the people to whom Mark wrote this short letter, they were all there. They were alive. There were thousands of people, hundreds perhaps present that day when this happened.
因为当马可写马可福音的时候，当时很多见证人还健在。
If it didn't happen, they could have easily said, "Oh, throw that away. That guy's crazy."
如果马可所说的不真实的话，那么这些证人就会起来说，不要理他的，他说都是假话。
But it did happen, and Mark is an eyewitness interviewing eyewitnesses.
但是这一切的确是真实的发生了。
Let me give a contrast to another religious book.
我想给大家做一个对比，我们看看另外一部宗教的书籍。
I'm not being mean to Muslims. I love everybody.
我并不是想说把这个穆斯林贬得很低。我实际上是爱所有的人。
The Muslim faith is based on a short book called the Quran.
但大家都知道，穆斯林的他们的信仰是基于在可兰经。
Do you know that the first words of the Quran were written down 200 years after Muhammad died?
但大家知道吗？这个《可兰经》的这个写作时间是在穆罕默德死后200多年才开始有的。
When the words of the Quran were written down, they had 200 years to play that game we play when we tell the story, and then the person next to us tries to tell the same story, and the person next to them. So hundreds of people had tried to tell these stories before any of the stories were written down.
所以可兰经在写作的时候已经过了200年了，那么大家有可能就开始玩那种，已经不自觉开始玩那种游戏，就是传话的游戏了，所以这就是众说纷纭了。
In contrast to that, we have the words of eyewitnesses being read by other eyewitnesses who were there.
但是呢，对马可福音嘛，这完全是有当时的证人他们可以证明的。
So I believe that this is the true account of the life of Jesus Christ.
所以我深深地相信马可福音是关于耶稣的生平一个非常准确的一个记载。
There are thousands of manuscripts of the New Testament, many of them going back copies of this letter, going back many centuries, and there are thousands of them.
新约这个手稿一共有几千个手稿，而且是很多可以追溯到很久很久以前新约圣经的这个手稿。
Your professor or the History Channel will tell you this Bible is not reliable because it was copied and copied, and there are probably many mistakes in it.
在历史频道或者是你的大学教授会告诉你说这个圣经不可靠的，因为圣经被抄来抄去传抄，肯定有很多错误。
When I compare these thousands of copies of the Gospel of Mark, what I discover is that the early ones and the late ones all have exactly the same words in them.
可是如果你比较这个马可福音的这个早期的抄本和这个后期的抄本，他们这个吻合度是非常非常高的。
If there's any difference in any of them, you'll find a footnote at the bottom of the page in your Bible that notes what the difference was.
如果有一些少许的出入的话，一般在这个圣经的这个注脚下会讲哪些地方啊，抄本是有不同的这个说法。
And if you read those footnotes, you'll discover none of those changes the story, the truth of the history that Mark wrote about the life of Christ.
但是这些差别往往是不是无关宏旨的，并不是最主要，并不会影响这个马可福音它主要这个信息。
So let me do a conclusion to kind of pull all this together with you.
下面让我做一个结论。
You and I were created to love and to worship God.
我们被造是因为我们要爱上帝，我们要敬拜上帝。
When we try to be God instead of trying to worship God, we sin.
如果我们自己想做上帝的话，我们不去敬拜他的话，我们就有罪了。
And because this is a relationship that we have with a real personal God, we need to be forgiven when we sin.
因为是我们跟上帝有这么亲密的关系，所以当我们犯罪的时候，我们的确需要得到上帝的赦免。
So Jesus came to help us by preaching a gospel.
所以耶稣来就是向我们宣讲上帝的福音。
This gospel is a proclamation of a new truth, a new historic fact.
福音中包括的是真的，新的真理和历史的新的这个事实。
God sent Jesus Christ to forgive our sins and to restore our relationship with our Heavenly Father and Creator.
上帝差耶稣来是为了赦免我们的罪和天父恢复好关系。
That's who he is and that's who we are.
这就是上帝他的本相，这也是我们的本相。
How do we know that Jesus is God and that he is the Savior of the world?
我们如何知道耶稣是上帝，他是世界的救主呢？
We know because there are hundreds of predictions, detailed predictions about the life of the Savior.
我们知道，这是真实的，因为我们知道在这个关于耶稣有很多很多预言，非常细致的预言。
They're here in the pages of the Old Testament in the Bible.
他们都在这个旧约的这个里面。
Mark is saying that every one of these predictions is going to be fulfilled in detail in the life of Christ.
马可福音是说关于所有关于耶稣的预言都会在耶稣身上能够得到实现。
The first prediction he gives us as an example is that a great prophet would come to announce that the Savior is here, he's born.
比如说第一个预言就是说在弥赛亚到来之前会有一位先知来宣告弥赛亚的诞生，那么就是施洗约翰。
That prophet was John the Baptist, the greatest prophet who's ever lived.
那么这个施洗约翰他是被耶稣称为是世上最大的先知。
John the Baptist introduced Jesus this way.
施洗约翰是这么介绍耶稣的。
He said, to the 30,000 people maybe that he baptized, there was someone greater than I am who's coming after me.
施洗约翰对着他所受洗说施洗那些人大概有30,000多人说，他说有一位在我以后来的能力比我更大。
I'm not worthy, John the Baptist said, to tie the laces on his sandals. I'm unworthy to even touch his feet.
施洗约翰说，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带，也是不配的。
John said, I baptize you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
That's the testimony of John.
这就是这个施洗约翰的见证。
If Jesus' life had not delivered the truth of this prediction, no one would have trusted Jesus.
如果耶稣的生命没有证明这点是正确的话，那么没有人会相信耶稣的。
If Jesus didn't do all the things God, only God can do, then they would have said John the Baptist wasn't great, he was crazy.
如果耶稣没有做上帝才能做的事情，那么别人就会指责施洗约翰是一个疯子。
But they saw Jesus with their own eyes do these things, and they believed.
但正因为人们亲眼看见了耶稣所行的。
The final way I know that Jesus is God and he's the Messiah is that God the Father said so.
另外一个原因我知道耶稣是圣福音书所宣传的那位，就是因为上帝也是如此说的。
God the Father said, "This is my son."
因为天父说，这是我的爱子。
After Christ was crucified, died on the cross for our sins.
当耶稣死在十字架上为我们的罪而死的时候。
The Bible says that God the Father, God the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead.
圣经说圣父和圣灵把耶稣从死里复活。
No other religious leader in the history of the world has made this claim.
世界上其他的宗教没有一个宗教领袖能够有如此的宣称，就是死里复活。
So I know that Jesus is the King and that he is the Savior because God said that he is.
所以我知道耶稣是君王，耶稣是救主，因为上帝是这么说的。
I want your faith to be based on the truth of God's word.
我希望大家你们的信仰能够建立在神真实可靠的话语上。
I want your faith to be based on the evidence that God gave us from this history.
我希望大家的信仰是建立在这个历史事件真实的历史事件上。
And when someone comes to question your faith or challenge your faith, I want you to have answers.
当别人来挑战你的信仰的时候，我希望你能够也如此的回答。
You can point to the Gospel of Mark and say, "Listen, I can tell you three reasons I know that Jesus is the Savior and the King."
你可以向那个人指着马可福音说，我可以告诉你三条原因，我证明耶稣是上帝的儿子。
And these are the reasons I love and follow Jesus Christ as my Lord.
这些原因也正是我爱耶稣、愿意来跟随他的原因。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this historic biography of the life of Christ.
亲爱的天父，感谢你给了一个关于耶稣基督真实的记载，把它记载下来，并赐给了我们。
Thank you that these words that were written to eyewitnesses who could testify to the truth of them.
感谢你，这些记载都是很多见证人可以来亲自来证实的。
And thank you, Lord, that they would rather die than deny this truth.
主啊，感谢你，我们即使我们宁可我们的生命不要，也不会拒绝这样的事实。
Thank you for preserving miraculously so many manuscripts of the New Testament.
感谢你能够使这么多这个新约的手稿能够得以保存。
We know that these words are reliable. This is the historic record that you told Mark to give us.
我们知道这一切都是真实可信的，这是你借着马可所流传给我们的。
Even with all of this, I believe, Father, that faith is a gift that you give to us.
我们也知道，信心是你所赐的礼物。
May we, like Mark, stake our lives on the truth of this gospel.
愿我们都能像马可一样，把我们的生命放在福音的基础上。
May we tell our friends and neighbors and classmates with confidence, Jesus is the Savior.
愿我们能够向朋友、同事大胆地宣称，耶稣就是救主。
He is God the Son.
他是圣子。
He came so that we could know God, be forgiven, and spend eternity in heaven with our Father.
他来是让我们能够认识神，能够跟神和好，我们的罪能够得赦免，跟他的天国有份。
Give us, Lord, the gift of this faith.
请把这样的信心赐给我们。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.